Drones have slowly been gaining popularity in Utah. According to a Utah Senate press release, there are at least 700,000 registered drones in the state. But the growing popularity of drones has increased concern during wildfire season. On Sunday, operations were halted at the Aspen and Pine Canyon fires near Cedar City and the Saddle Fire in Washington County due to a drone sighting.
On a wildfire, those aircraft are flying anywhere from thousands of feet up all the way down to right above the ground level. So with vulnerable rotor systems and helicopters, it's uncomfortable when you know there might be something flying around near you that you can't see, you don't know when or where it's coming from, something that really causing a lot of concern for pilots and people on the ground as well.
That was Jason Curry, the public information officer at the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. He says those who fly drones around wildfires to take pictures could potentially crash aerial vehicles and put firefighting crews in danger.
That's not only frustrating, but it's really kind of unfortunate. It's kind of a slap in the face for firefighters to have to face, you know, that reality. People are willing to put their lives at risk for the sake of a snapshot.
This month, a bill has gone into effect that makes flying drones in prohibited areas a Class B misdemeanor, up to a second-degree felony if a drone causes an aerial crash. Curry says prohibited areas should be easy for drone operators to identify.
Once you see smoke and flames on the wildland, that's a wildfire. It's reported into our dispatch system. It's available online. All drone operators should be able to very simply find out the area is closed to any aircraft.
Officials are encouraging drone users to educate themselves on the restrictions of drone use. For more information about the areas where drone flight is prohibited, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.